Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Okay, so how many of you are morning people? And how many of you are not morning people? Getting up early in the morning is sometimes really difficult to do. There, in fact, was an article in Forbes magazine on October 2nd, 2013, entitled Five Things Super Successful People Do Before 8 a.m. Are you curious to hear what they are? Well, they say that morning people have been found to be more proactive and more productive, and they list several prominent individuals who wake up early in the morning. So Margaret Thatcher, they said, woke up every day at 5 a.m., Frank Lloyd Wright at 4 a.m. Can you imagine 4 a.m.? That is so early. And Robert Iger, the CEO of Disney, wakes up at 4:30 every morning. Are you exhausted yet just thinking about it? That is so early. Here is their list of five things that successful people do before 8 a.m. The first one, exercise. They say it's a great thing to do before you start the day because at the end of the day, you're kind of tired and maybe it's been a long day and then you feel like you don't really want to exercise. So that's the first one. Number two, they say map out your day. Maximize your potential by mapping out your schedule for the day as well as your goals and your to-dos. That's kind of cool. Good idea to do that. Number three, eat a healthy breakfast. They say that in addition to being a really good idea for your health, that it's also a good time to connect socially. They say that 5 minutes of talking with your kids or spouse while eating a quick bowl of oatmeal can boost your spirits before heading out the door. Number four, visualization. They say take a moment to visualize your day ahead of you, focusing on the successes you'll have. Just a minute of visualization and positive thinking can help improve your mood and outlook on your workload for the day, which is a great idea, you know, to visualize yourself being successful. Number five, make your day top heavy. And this is kind of interesting, but they say that take all of those things that you dread doing that you would normally want to put maybe last on your list. And they say get those done first and then just get them out of the way. It's less stressful. And then you can move on to the other parts of your day. And they say, again, this is a list of five things that successful people do before 8 a.m. So it's kind of cool to think about, you know, maybe ways that we could improve or things we can work on. So those are some great ideas for our physical and mental preparation, but what about our spiritual preparation? The world definitely has its ideas about what makes a person successful, whether it's in academics or the workplace or at home. But we have kind of a cool quote we'd like to share with you today. And think about the way the world defines success versus the way that God defines success. Now, this quote was originally directed toward women. But if you're a man, hold on, don't turn off the radio. This can apply for you as well, because there are women in your life who you influence and who are influenced by you. Listen to this quote from Sister Margaret D. Nadald, who was the Young Woman General President. And this was a talk she gave in October 2000 entitled, The Joy of Womanhood. Here's the quote in her own words.
Women of God can never be like women of the world, for the world has enough women who are tough. We need women who are tender. There are enough women who are coarse. We need women who are kind. There are enough women who are rude. We need women who are refined. We have enough women of fame and fortune. We need more women of faith. We have enough greed. We need more goodness. We have enough vanity. We need more virtue. And we have enough popularity. We need more purity.
Isn't that an interesting quote? So the world may define success for women and men. Hang on, guys. We're not leaving you out. Promise. But God sees success very differently than the way the world might see it, emphasizing things such as kindness, tenderness, goodness, faith, virtue, and purity, she said. And those are qualities both men and women can develop. So maybe that means we don't necessarily need to wake up at 4 a.m. every day in order to be successful. Honestly, that would be great news. Hopefully there are other qualities even more important than that. Well, it's time to close once again, but thank you for being with us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Road Less Traveled, and it's featuring David Osmond. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.
I heard something the other day about a guy in a game he gets paid to play. You probably never even heard his name, but he sure a big deal to me. Cause one day inadvertently he broke a rule no one knew, but as soon as he found out what he did, he admitted and he lost a whole year's salary. He said, I know that I do things differently, but I think that's the way that life should be. And I know it seems hard, but it's worth it to me. Oh, I'm on the road less traveled, cause I know where the other road goes, and I don't wanna stop being free, no, no. I'm on the road less traveled, cause I do what good people do, and I'm discovering who I wanna be. On the road less traveled, ooh, on the road less traveled. Heard that story and it blew my mind. And the very next day I was standing in line. I paid, walked away, then I realized he gave me too much change. I can't say that I didn't think twice. Keeping that money really would have been nice. But I gave it all back and the look in his eyes was priceless. So I know that I do things differently, but I think that's the way that life should be. And I know it seems hard, but it's worth it to me. Yeah. I'm on the road less traveled, cause I know where the other road goes, and I don't wanna stop being free, no, no. I'm on the road less traveled, cause I do what good people do, and I'm discovering who I wanna be. On the road less traveled, ooh, on the road less traveled. And when you see me from way up there on your highway, I'm glad that I've come my way, that I do it all again. So when you feel sorry for me, cause all who've gone before me were all good women and men. Because of the road less traveled, the road less traveled, I'm on the road less traveled. Cause I know where the other road goes, and I don't wanna stop being free, no, no.